This is Kevin Burke from the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club Thumbs in Pockets chapter, saying thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry. This episode is entitled Back to Nature. It aired originally on May 11th, 1964, was written by Harvey Bullock and directed by Kobe Ruskin. This episode, we're going to see Andy, Barney, and Gomer and some kids go on a camping expedition. So this episode opens up with Andy walking down the street, and he's with Barney, and Barney's complaining because he sees a scratch on the squad car, and they run into Floyd, and they're talking to Floyd about various different things and new gadgets that are being invented in the world, when Opie comes up listening to a radio. Now, it's a small, what he calls a transistor radio. He's holding it right next to his ear. And what's funny in this scene, we sort of see a little bit of, I wouldn't say rebellion, but we start to see where Opie's getting to that age where he may not pay as close attention to his father normally, because Andy talks to him a couple of times and he's not really paying attention because he's listening to the radio. So finally, when Andy gets Opie's attention, he tells Opie to make sure that his friends gather at the courthouse so that Andy can sort of give him some warnings and some information about the upcoming camping trip. So in the next scene, we see the boys in the courthouse with Andy and Barney. And again, Andy's providing a bunch of information and Barney's sort of backing him up. And then, of course, as usual, Barney starts going into his extended lecture mode about some of the things that boys should be aware of on the camping trip and why the trip's important. So after Andy interrupts Barney and the boys leave, Gomer walks in, and Gomer basically says he wants to stay home from the camping trip because there's a movie he's been wanting to see that he wants to watch. So again, you got to remember, television was limited back then. We didn't have VCRs to run back when a show would be on, so he couldn't just set his DVR or even a VCR at that time to record the movie. So he was really being a reluctant person about going on the trip. So after a little bit of encouragement, we see that Gomer does go on a camping trip. Now, I want to make a point here about Gomer. This was really Jim Nabors' final filmed appearance on The Andy Griffith Show. Now, the next episode that'll be on Burke on Mayberry, it'll be entitled Gomer Pyle USMC. And this is really the pilot episode for that show of the same name. But again, we see this Gomer Pyle USMC episode as part of The Andy Griffith Show, but it's really leading into Gomer's own show, or Jim Nabors' own show, just as Andy Griffith's show was piloted on the Danny Thomas Show. So again, we see this is where Gomer sort of leaves the cast here and develops his own television show, which was very successful. So anyway, getting back to our current show, Andy, Barney, and Gomer and the boys get to a camping spot. And again, the boys are all excited, energetic, but we look at Barney, and Barney looks really tired and already out of breath just walking to the camping spot. And, of course, Barney doesn't want anybody to know that. But as we know, Barney wears his emotions on his sleeves. We see a little bit later where they're all sitting around the campfire and singing a song. And the boys and Barney and Gomer ask for a ghost story. Now, Andy acts like he doesn't want to give one at first, but he does. And so he tells a ghost story. And, again, we see Andy Griffith's storytelling skills, which really helped to start his career, but we get to see it a couple of times on The Andy Griffith Show. But this is one of the good times where he's telling a good ghost story. So at the end of the ghost story, Andy scares everybody, including Barney and Gomer, which is sort of funny. So in the next, and now Barney reminds all the kids it's just a story, nothing to be afraid of. So then we go to the next scene, and we see the camera zoomed in on Andy's face. He wakes up. And he's laying in the middle of Barney and Gomer, who look like they've been wide awake all night long with their eyes wide open, look scared to death. Obviously, they haven't been able to forget about the ghost story. A few minutes later, one of the boys, Trey Bowden, comes up and tells Andy, Barney, and Gomer that Opie's missing. So Andy decides to go look for him, and he goes in one direction. Barney and Gomer go for another, and this is where the actual events of this episode start to get interesting. A few minutes later, Opie and Andy return to camp. Andy had found his son, but Barney and Gomer are still out there. And obviously, they're looking for Opie. You know, there was no way for them to communicate. They didn't have walkie-talkies on this particular camping trip. So, again, they were still out trying to look for him. So as they're talking about Andy finding Opie. A guy named Fletch drives up to camp, and he brings a truck, and he's got some archery equipment, and Aunt Bee, of course, sends some chicken, which Andy's happy to see because he says he's tired of eating hot dogs. So while Andy's talking to Fletch, he asks Fletch if he happened to see Barney and Gomer out on the road, and Fletch says no, and the boys hear some of this conversation, begin to believe that Barney and Gomer are lost, and they think this is funny because Barney's been doing all of his big talking about being a big professional-type camper. So we switch to another scene, and we see Barney and Gomer have been walking around. They decide to sit down and rest for a little bit, and then Barney again starts doing his camping talk and said if he only had string, he could make a pheasant trap. And a little bit later talks about if he had sticks, he could start a fire. And lo and behold, Gomer has string that he always carries an extra shoelace for Barney to make a trap. So now he's going to have to do it. And then Barney has to go off and find some sticks so he can rub them together and start a fire. Now, while Barney's gone, Andy shows up and he sees Gomer and asks what's going on. And Andy realizes, and Gomer does too, that they really have been lost. And Gomer says, this is really going to be funny. And then Andy, again, one of the trademarks of the Andy Griffith Show shows the caring that the characters have for each other. And Andy tells Gomer he really doesn't want Barney's feelings to be hurt by the ridicule he would experience by coming back to camp. So when Barney gets back with the sticks, he's got a pile of sticks. He looks and he sees Gomer holding a bird that's already cooked. And of course, Andy had given Gomer some of the chicken that Aunt Bee had sent up and had him hold it over the fire. And the way that they got the fire started is Andy gave Gomer a couple of matchsticks to put at the bottom so when they rubbed together, the fire would start. So again, all this is set up, but the whole time Barney thinks that he's really caught a pheasant and that Barney is actually responsible for helping get a fire started. So Andy had told Gomer that he was going to stand off in the distance and make a noise, and when he does, Gomer's supposed to say that it's a lake loon. So they hear the lake loon noise that Andy makes, and Gomer helps Barney realize that that's a lake loon. And of course, Barney figures out, hey, if it's a lake loon, it's going to be going to the lake, and that's where our campground is. So they listen to Andy make the lake loon noises, and Barney guides Gomer and himself back to camp. So again, they get back there at camp, and Andy makes a big scene about the big campers making it back. And again, Gomer's in on this. He knows that Andy's sort of helping Barney and all to protect Barney's feelings. And then we get to the final scene, and in the final scene, we see Opie apologizes to Barney and Gomer for making them to go look for him. By the way, and earlier when Andy brings the Opie back to camp, we notice that Andy scolds Opie. It's one of the few times we really see him scold Opie in front of other kids in particular. But, you know, I'd say a gentle scold for not listening to his father. So, again, I think you start to see a little bit more of the kid getting a little bit rebellious, although Opie's not really that much of a rebellious kid in the Andy Griffith Show. So after Barney and Gomer hear Opie apologizing, Gomer starts to tell the story of their adventures in the woods. And, of course, Barney starts getting that proud look on his face and acts like he doesn't really want to tell the story. But after every statement that Gomer makes, Barney adds some little fact to make the story more interesting. And then we see this episode end with Barney lecturing to the boys about camping. And again, we see Barney in lecture mode, which is always hilarious. So, again, another good episode of the Andy Griffith Show. Now, my trivia question. You have to watch the episode and pay close attention with this. Here's the question. How many total boys, not men, boys went on the camping trip? And this includes Opie. So how many total boys went on the camping trip? If you think though you know the answer, you can email me at burk@imayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K @imayberry.com. Or you can go to my website, burkonmayberry.com, and look for the title of this episode, Back to Nature. And in parentheses beside the title, you'll see the number of boys that actually went on this camping trip. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoy putting it together. Again, thanks for listening to Burk on Mayberry, and my best to you and yours.